This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on old Dan this morning. Come on, Dan, let's go. Before we get started, let me give you just a couple of tidbits of information. We have a website here, radiomissions.org, and my email address is pastor@radiomissions.org. And then all of our services are broadcast now over live streaming. We're on the internet. And you can find us there on our website. We have Radio Missions Radio now. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, where we air all of our local broadcasts. And we have classic sermons by Dr. Copeland and others, and Pastor Shelton. And we have good gospel music there 24 hours a day. And I fail to mention that oftentimes. And in our bookstore here, Radio Bible and Book Room, and I'll be glad to send you a catalog if you'd like. We have all of the old Puritan preachers, good sound King James Version Bibles, many study helps, but call me or write me. But let's get back in our study. Yesterday, we were looking at, in a sense of why many of the modernists hate this ministry. It's because this message of redemption, true sound preaching, gets under their old hide. It does, my friend. I know it does. And listen. It gets down where they live. It exposes their unsaved heart. It reveals their wicked practices. My friend, you're looking. You're not fooling me. I know how folks live. I know how folks under my preaching live. I know why some of them don't like my preaching. I know that. They'll try every way in the world to stage, to get on the good side, as we call it. But my friend, listen. According to 1 John 5, the rebellious world is asleep in the lap of Satan. And that lets me remind you, I just completed recently a series of studies on Satan, the god of this world. There's 19 CDs, and there's 5 messages on each CD. That's about 100 messages. And I was so impressed with the messages and with the people wanting them that I offered them for $1 per CD plus postage. $1. $1 plus postage, and you can get all of them. That'd be 19 of them. That'd be, say, 20. That'd be $100, my friend. Or you can get 4 or 5 at a time if you'd like. Write me a call and let me know. Satan, the god of this world. Now, let's get back to our study. According to John 5, the religious world is asleep in the lap of Satan, and sleeping child wants to be let alone, and the religious world wants to be let alone. Lazy believers want to be let alone. They don't want you to probing around where they live. They'll try to keep up the front yard of their heart cleaned up, but they leave the backyard alone. Oh, it's a sure sign of the coming of our Lord. The church now, listen, the church, having lost the reality of Christ, the authority of God's Word, and Holy Spirit conviction, knows nothing about old-time, old-fashioned Bible repentance. That's what we are here. The Old Trailblazer broadcast, our regular services here, old-timey, the old folks used to say. Them old-timey people, that's what we are. How so, Pastor? Well, we believe that man is a sinner. You can't get folks to agree to that. Man is a sinner by nature, by birth, and by God's decree. The Scripture said there's none righteous, no, not one. I wish you'd go there tomorrow, before our next service, and read the first 3 or 4 chapters of Romans. I wish you would. Man is a sinner. Folks won't have that, my friend. Listen, the church today is trying to make the world religious without the Lord, and that's their slogan. There's very little depth in the present-day religious movement. Go back a while back and try to find permanent results, brother, after some high-rolling preachers been in the town. Brother, you find very little. Look at churches officially and denominationally. We see a blaring apostasy from the faith. Religion without life, profession without Christ, a form of godliness, but denying the blood redemption. You know anything about the blood, my friend? Are you ashamed of the blood? Are you? We sang a song here, there's power in the blood. Wonder-working power. You may ask, Pastor Trailblazer, what do you mean by apostasy? Well, the word apostasy means a falling away. When applied to the church, It means that the church falling away from within the church herself. It carries the thought, two thoughts even. The falling away from the common faith based on blood redemption, falling away from the person and work of Christ. There's your missing note, my friend. It's putting Christ out of the church. The second thought is substituting the spirit of the Antichrist. The present day church has rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're looking for another who shall come in his name. Now, my friend, let me just mention here, once in a great while, I happened to be somewhere and I happened to see one of those TV preachers. Once in a great while, not very often, and I see the most outlandish things that you've ever heard of. You know, I do. I saw one where had a woman preacher. I failed to call her a lady. She's a woman. She had on blue jeans and a blue jean jacket, and I don't remember what kind of shoes she had on. But behind her, there was a waterfall of palm trees swaying like in the wind on the beach. And then I heard, read in the paper later about her, that she has three airplanes. Three airplanes. My friend, we've gotten away from the old-time gospel preaching. The old-time, old-fashioned gospel preacher. You know, folks, every now and then, I have conversation, and I have several friends who are of the Pentecostal faith, and I love them to death. But I find out one of the things. My mother attended a Pentecostal church when I was a child. I never did go, very seldom. But I found out one thing, that they, the Pentecostals, the Charismatics, they have what we call more life to them. They enjoy the services. But our Protestant memberships are dead on the vine. Folks are just, they're just dead. There's no hallelujah, thank you, Lord, for saving the sinner. Old-time prayer meetings are a thing of the past, and the people are just, it's just like the Scripture said, thrown away, left off the reality of Christ. Listen, in the church falling away, it means falling from within. It carries these two thoughts that I just gave you. The second thought is substituting Christ of the substituting of the spirit of the Antichrist. The present-day church has rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're looking for another who shall come in his own name. Now, they wouldn't tell you that. They'll never admit that. No, sir. Now, brother, that has not happened to the church in all the history until this present time. The present-day church has rejected Christ as her head, as her ruler. Therefore, the present-day church does not talk about Christ, the reality of Christ. Oh, my friend, experimental. It is all a camouflage under a profession. And the author, listen, and the church officially is looking for another that shall come in his own. This another is the Antichrist. This is the apostasy spoken of in God's Word. We're in the grip of that thing today. 2 Thessalonians 2:3 makes this clear. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. You see, the apostasy, the falling away, is associated with the revelation of the man of sin, the Antichrist. When Christ came to the Jews, they rejected him. He said, I come in my Father's name, and you would not receive me. But, listen now, if another come in his own name, him ye shall receive. The church is in that same condition today. She has rejected Christ. Christ is pictured as being on the outside of the church, therefore looking for another who shall come in his own name. 2 Timothy 4, the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That time is right now, my friend. but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Oh, my friend, I hope I made this clear to you. It's not my opinion or not my thinking. This is what the Word says. That man of Christ, man of Antichrist, shall not come conditioned or getting ripe, is what I'm trying to say. Everything is working up, my friend. All those little things, getting ripe, getting ready, getting. The Lord knows what He's doing. You and I don't, but we see it. Those of us who have any spiritual sense at all sees what's happening, my friend. And so I ask you before we have to go off the air, are you saved? Are you caught up in the modern day religion? Does your preacher preach salvation by grace or by shaking his hand? Does he talk about blood redemption where Christ died on the cross? Does he ever talk about blood redemption? My friend, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. You can join every church you want to. You can join the big church, little church, shake the Pope's hand, kiss the Pope's toe. You can do all those things, my friend. You can run to see the great evangelist, so-called now, going across this land, having a prayer group across every 50 state in America, all of those things. I saw where that one young man, the evangelist, his salary is $880,000 a year. My friend, that's blasphemy. That's a sin of outrageous sin to take that kind of money and then get on the radio or the TV and ask you for money to help with them little orphans over there where they show you a picture of the flies running out and in and out of their mouth and all that. That's sacrilegious. But my friend, it's happening day by day. But listen, are you not caught up in that, are you? Oh, my friend, would you ask the Lord to show you the truth? Right here, and I'll send you a package of Pastor Shelton's printed messages. It's just like a seminary education, my friend, teaching you what's happening today. And then call me. I'll be glad to talk with you. Remember, this is the old Trailblazer. I'm just kind of going out, getting stirred up a little bit this morning. Be back tomorrow. And if you would, pray for me. Help me with the broadcast. And I'm getting mail from folks now who've never written before. They say, Trailblazer, I hear you. And keep on keeping on. And I'm going to start supporting you. And here's my credit card number. Take this much out of my every month. But my friend, call me, write me. Would you do it? My mailing address is Post Office Box 1810, the old Trailblazer. And my phone number here is air code 225-664-8658. Goodbye and God bless you. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the Old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.